opinion, informed perspectives, and expert data-driven commentary on breaking news.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Bloomberg Opinion with Tim Culpan, Bloomberg Opinion columnist, joining us to look back at what might have been, it might have been one of the worst years for the tech industry that we've seen in some time, and whether or not we might see some light in the coming year. Tim, what say you? Was it actually a good year or a bad year?
Well, the numbers point to a really bad year. The NASDAQ is on track for its worst year in a decade, possibly two decades, depending on how it plays out the next couple of days. And of course, the NASDAQ is tech heavy. We also saw crypto meltdowns after quite a lot of drama going on this year in crypto. We saw a continuation of some supply chain issues in chips. But you know what? All up, I actually see it as a good year because it's set up a very good future. There's a lot of things that happened this year that I think will make the next 5 to 10 years for tech very, very exciting.
And to that end, Tim, you talk about the new paradigm. I mean, what is that? Is it about algorithms? What are we waiting to see?
Well, one of the things that that we know is coming, we don't know quite when, is quantum computing. Now, quantum computing, in a nutshell, means that instead of crunching numbers in binary units, bits, ones or zeros, you can do it in larger chunks of information at a time. And that is really, really exciting, except if you're in charge of security, because security could be compromised by quantum computing because they're so powerful. But new standards came out this year, new algorithms and equations for encrypting information that should make the future quantum safe. This is very, very geeky stuff. And there's really only a handful of people in the world who are going to be, you know, getting their hands dirty on this. But it is very important for the future, for email, for fintech and all sorts of other applications that require security. And what this means is that the industry can start moving forward, getting ready, deploying new systems and networks and infrastructure over the next few years, knowing that, you know, 20 years down the track, they will be safe. So it's the kind of thing that was sank below the surface of visibility this year, but it was very important. And it does make the future of a post-quantum era very, very exciting.
There are always ethical issues tied to developments in artificial intelligence. And just recently, I mean, it's really only the past couple of months that we've heard people talking about ChatGPT and the fact that in that kind of intelligence, you know, you can get all kinds of creative stuff put together. Are there big ethical questions with how far we can go there?
Oh, huge questions. I mean, ChatGPT and similar chat apps have now been used to write college essays, which, of course, is a big problem for plagiarism and academic ethics. But then we also have, you know, on the artwork side, on the visual art side, we've got DALL-E and various others that create artwork. You just type in a few things like, you know, draw a photo of Brian and Doug sitting at a microphone, and it'll do it for you, right? And that's exciting, but
nobody would want to see that.
we all have a good face for radio, don't we? So the thing about that is that it sucks up, it hoovers up a lot of photos and graphics out there on the internet without permission. So it's actually basing it on real artwork made by real human artists, and then adapts that. And uses that style. That's a real ethical issue because essentially it's theft. It's IP and artistic theft. So that's a big problem going forward. It really could put out a lot of people out of jobs, out of work. But you know, progress, technology and progress does that. You know, we don't have people making buggy whips anymore because we have motor cars. So, you know, there is definitely a lot of ethical issues with AI, but a lot of the developments we've seen in the last 12 months are very, very exciting. And frankly, it's progress and you can't stop progress.
Tim, one thing that's defined 2022 is the tech war within the U.S. and China. The U.S. now wants to onshore chip production. TSMC has already set up shop in Arizona. Will it work? Will the U.S. realize its dream?
Well, I think their dream is very grand. It's basically a moonshot project. I think it'll be harder for them to get chip independence than it was for the U.S. to land a man on the moon 60 years ago. But they're trying. I think they won't get to full chip independence, but clearly TSMC, as well as Samsung, and even local names like Intel and Texas Instruments, are spending a lot of money to build fabs. TSMC will bring some of that technology to the US. They will still lag Taiwan, but they'll get closer and closer to their goal.
Just briefly, Tim, did blockchain and cryptos get kicked in the knees this year?
Oh, seriously. Got a real a low blow this year across the board. Obviously, the stuff that's happening at FTX is what everyone's talking about now. It's a real dent to the credibility of the crypto space. But, you know, what happens is that a lot of it clears out a lot of the charlatans in the industry, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah, let's hope it makes it stronger in the long run. Many thanks, Bloomberg Opinion columnist Tim Culpin. You can find that on the terminal by typing OPIN Go.